We're talking about the power of games to change the world and still be fun. We're not being preachy here. This is a book called Power Play, How Video Games Can Save the World. Our guest is its author and a guy who's been around for some time. I'm sure you know aware of him. I hope you are, from Eon Productions, where he was a strategic advisor at Tribeca, Newsweek, McCann Erickson. He's worked on games for years. He has the best master's degree ever in entertainment technology from CMU. And he teaches right now at the School of Visual Arts MFA in Design for Social Innovation, which is really cool in New York City. Asi, it's so great to talk to you. Let's talk about the future, because virtual reality, augmented reality, we're, you know, already you're starting to change gaming, but it's in the very early days. How can this help with your mission to make the world a better place?
So, you know, the reason I'm excited, and, you know, let's put aside how long it will take, right? I think this is a big argument. Is it too soon? Is the hype, you know, is too extreme? But let's put that aside. Let's assume that it will happen in the next 5-10 years. Virtual reality is certainly an opportunity here, because it's an opportunity to have more natural interfaces, you know, and it's an opportunity because filmmakers and game makers are working on the same medium for the first time. You know, I'm already seeing it. I'm seeing a lot of experiences coming from video game makers in 3D and animation, while you see many experiences coming from filmmakers in live action. So that brings a lot of potential here. But more than anything, you know, already research shows that VR experiences have the potential to generate empathy and have the potential to get people involved with another perspective, or take you to another location in a more effective way than anything else we see in digital today.
You talk about going, you know, you can read all you want and watch all the documentaries you want about the refugee crisis, refugees camps in the Middle East. But with VR, you could do something that really would be almost impossible for a normal person to do, which is actually be in a refugee camp and see what it's like and look around and experience it. And that's where you're really, that is a powerful technology in that regard.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the examples that I cite in the book and in my interviews is Clouds Over Sidra, which Sidra is a camp in Jordan, and it's a live-action experience. It's not even interactive in the sense that it's 360. You can walk around, but you are being guided by a little girl in the camp, and she shows you around. She shows you where her brother is playing video games. She shows you the bakery. She shows you the different tents. And look, I'm not saying it's a replacement for the real experience.
But how many people are going to be able to go to Sidra and experience it, right?
Exactly.
So this,
I think,
is
it's
amazing.
Much better than just reading about it, right? It's
and even better than a film about it. I mean, you're in the camp.
You're in the camp. You can look around and think about it as it's going to become interactive, and you're actually going to interact with those characters. Again, it's not going to be stronger than the real thing, but it's going to be much stronger than anything else that could simulate or replace it.
You also talk about how education is being changed by these new technologies. For the last 7 or 8 years, there's been a program in New York called Quest to Learn, and you write about that. Tell me a little bit about that and how that's different.
Yeah, Quest to Learn is a, you know, for me, it's like a meta concept, you know, because it's not about, many times when people speak about games and education, they speak about, okay, let's create those video games that are going to be educational, they're going to be used in the classroom, we're going to talk to teachers, we're going to fight for their time, and they're going to use games as they use textbooks or lectures. Quest to Learn is doing something completely different. The whole school was designed based on game theory and based, you know, by game designers. So it's not only about digital games, it's also about paper-based games. But in the meta level, the whole curriculum and the whole progress in the school is based on games. They have boss levels, which are like the biggest test are boss levels. You know, they have quests and missions. Obviously, it's being iterated on all the time, but the beauty is that the Department of Education is behind this and was designing the school together with the people that were pioneering it. I think it's the future of education. It's just a prototype. But this level of thinking is something that we're missing, you know, kind of challenging the whole system and not only about, you know, let's bring digital products into the classroom.